Dao. District 242. Shurong. Sichuan. 2098. Like oversized birds, we balanced on our respective branches, each of us with a plastic container in one hand and a feather brush in the other. I climbed upwards, very slowly, as carefully as I could. I was not cut out for this, wasn't like many of the other women on the crew. My movements were often too heavy-handed. I lacked the subtle motor skills and precision required. This wasn't what I was made for. But all the same, I had to be here, every single day, 12 hours a day. The trees were as old as a lifetime. The branches were as fragile as thin glass. They cracked beneath our weight. I twisted myself carefully, mustn't damage the tree. I placed my right foot on a branch even further up and carefully pulled the left up behind it. And finally, I found a secure working position, uncomfortable but stable. From here, I could reach the uppermost flowers. The little plastic container was full of the gossamer gold, carefully weighed out. I tried to transfer invisible portions lightly out of the container and over into the trees. Each individual blossom was to be dusted with a tiny brush of hen feathers, from hens scientifically cultivated for precisely this purpose. No feathers of artificial fibers had proven nearly as effective. It had been tested, and then tested again, because we had had plenty of time. In my district, the tradition of hand pollination was more than 100 years old. The bees here had disappeared back in the 1980s, long before the collapse.